From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's an apparent high-ranking defection from the regime of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. A man identified as an assistant oil minister, Abdul Husmadin, makes an announcement on YouTube.
I tell the regime, which claims to own the country, you have nothing but the footprint of the tank driven by your barbarism to kill innocent people.
He's heard there through an interpreter. As pressure from some Republicans mounts to intervene militarily in Syria and its violent repression of dissent continues, the White House says diplomacy and pressure are still the best options for the moment, partly because of the many complications involved in military options. And administration backers such as Massachusetts Senator John Kerry say one of those complications is a disorganized opposition in Syria. Kerry tells CBS this morning that the administration is reaching out in Syria.
They're trying to get a better identity of the Syrian National Council, of the leadership. We're trying to identify more effectively the Free Syrian Army personnel. We need to get them united.
Republican Senator John McCain said yesterday at a hearing that military intervention such as airstrikes is the only realistic way to help protect the Syrian people. The clock is ticking today for Greece's private investors, those who've not yet signed on to a debt swap plan designed to save the country from default. Joanna Kakissis reports the investors could take losses of up to 70%.
The deal involves asking private creditors to exchange the Greek government bonds they currently hold for new ones with lower interest rates and longer maturities. Some bondholders have been reluctant to agree to the deal because they don't want to take losses on their investments. But Greece can legally force them to join the deal if a majority agrees to the terms. The government has said repeatedly that it needs this debt swap deal to avoid a chaotic default this month. But economists say the country's long-term recovery depends on growth. Greece is absorbing austerity measures that have shrunk the economy and prolonged the recession, now in its fifth year. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
House leaders expect a vote today on a bill to help jumpstart small businesses in the U.S. It marks a rare agreement between the White House and congressional Republicans. The bill contains six items focused on removing obstacles to investment in and by small businesses. Mitt Romney's campaigning in Mississippi today. It's one of three states. The other two are Alabama and Kansas, voting within the next week where Romney faces an uphill climb in his quest for the Republican presidential nomination. His campaign says he's amassing enough delegates that it will be difficult for others to catch up. And that may prove true, but none of the other three candidates is dropping out yet. This is NPR News. Brushing aside high-level UN appeals for cooperation to halt murder and violence against gays and lesbians around the globe, representatives from several Muslim and Arab countries walked out of a Human Rights Council panel on the issue. As Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports, Pakistan's description of homosexuality as licentious behavior was echoed by others.
Many of the Muslim and Arab countries regard homosexuality as unnatural, and some say it conflicts with their cultural, traditional, or religious values. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon disagrees with those views. Speaking by video, he describes a pattern of violence and discrimination directed at people just because they are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender.
People have been imprisoned, tortured, even killed. This is a monumental tragedy for those affected and a stain on our collective conscience.
A UN study finds 76 countries have laws criminalizing homosexual behavior, and in at least five, in particular Iran, gay people can receive the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The White House hosts a conference on LGBT youth rejected by their families and communities tomorrow. It's estimated that tens of thousands of LGBT young people across the U.S. are living on the streets. The latest Apple iPad does not have a new model name, but the gadget released yesterday has gained a little weight for the battery to power its higher resolution screen. The new tablet also has a faster processor. Apple says prices are not changing. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.